Downloading audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Talking about helping our kids understand a Christ-centered worldview on SOS Radio today. And Brad Blakely from Lake Mead Christian Ministries is hanging out with us. We live in this world where teaching our kids to discern where truth is, it sort of feels overwhelming as a parent.
Absolutely. It is. There's a lot of messages out there. And sometimes you don't really know, where do I start when I'm trying to help my child just really understand God's picture of the world and God's view of reality?
Our kids go to school and they're taught that science and faith are mutually exclusive, or they're taught that like creation and evolution are mutually exclusive, or they're taught that a Christian worldview is about the Bible and then this is a scientific worldview. But that's not reality. That's just naturalism. That's just saying, hey, we're trying to measure things by natural, purely random elements and events stacked up, and God doesn't allow us to do that if we're trying to do that in a Christian context. That's what teachers say, but it's just because they can't measure it.
That's right. Christianity purports to be the true story of reality, right? And so if it is in fact the true story of what's really real, then science is in no way in conflict with Christianity, because if science is about studying reality and studying the physical world, it'll lead back to that same conclusion that this is God's world. It's a designed place that humans were created to enjoy. And in fact, if you look at Genesis, right, to play that role of overseer and to bring dominion over the earth and bring it to its desired end, where God is ruling and humans are underneath that rule.
So we're talking about the power of small choices with Brad Blakely from Lake Mead Christian Ministries on SOS Radio. Every year, your team hosts a Christianity and Culture Conference. And really, the heart is about addressing what a Christian worldview is all about, really digging into going back to the Bible for our solutions.
I'm so excited about our conference this year. This is our third year doing that. And it's really our heart to just try to bring great speakers in to address our community, to the whole Vegas Valley, to try to just raise up biblical literate Christians that can just engage the world and think through just the implications of Christianity in maybe deeper ways. And what's great about these conferences is I've been to so many over in California and other places, and I've always thought, man, if I could bring some of that to Las Vegas, folks that couldn't make the trip over there could enjoy something local that would be so engaging and so rewarding.
Identity is a real challenge in our culture. You know, we're digging into that right now on SOS Radio. We're talking to Brad Blakely from Lake Mead Christian Ministries. And it's like, I identify with my career, or identify with my emotions and how I feel. I identify with the people that I fit in with, or with my urges. It's like whatever current emotion is strongest is where culture seems to find its identity. And we take these things that are situational all around us and we sort of put those on almost like we're wearing clothing. It's like, oh, this must be who I am. But those are external things that are put on us. The heart comes from having a relationship with Jesus when we're really trying to dig into what a real identity is.
Jesus told us that we were made for a relationship with God, that he came to restore that. And so when you think of the claims of Christianity, there's these claims that we had a design, a purpose, that purpose is found when we're in that connection with our Creator. And so the problem today is we live in a culture that seems to just be confused about our design and confused about what we're made for. Are we really made for anything? When you have that gone from a culture, we're left with just our urges and our natural kind of tendencies. And today I might be drawn to some feeling inside of me, some emotion or some urge, and then tomorrow it might be something different. And so I have this fluid identity that continually looks for kind of my purpose. And that is just setting our children up, our kids up, our students up for just a lot of confusion. And I think that's really the reason we have so much confusion today about what is a human for? What's our purpose? What were we made for? You know, were we created anyway, or is it just the product of randomness, like you said earlier?
Yeah, and it's so interesting too, because teenagers are going through the whole process of puberty and adolescence and hormones, and maybe there's urges and there's struggles and there's identity things that our students are going, where do I fit in here? I feel this way, and then I see my friends over here. I feel confused in a lot of ways, but that's completely normal in the process of hormones and puberty.
Absolutely. And I think the real issue is asking the bigger questions is, what is my sexuality designed for? What is the purpose that God created us as humans for? And if we don't start with those big questions, then we are left with our own just reasoning, which leads us in all sorts of direction today. And that's, I think, the big key. One of the reasons we're really passionate at the local ministry that I'm from in worldview training is we want our students to have that biblical worldview as to the big picture of what Christianity is about. I think a lot of folks reduce Christianity into, you know, how do I become a good person? How do I make sure I go to heaven when I die? And that really flattens out the entire story. Christianity is not about being a good person, doing nice things, going to church on the weekends, and making sure you go to heaven when you die. Christianity is a true story of God's work in this world, is his desire to redeem all things and bring it back underneath the righteous and glorious rule of his son Jesus. So Christians are about joining that big story that started way before we were here, and it'll continue way after we're passed away as we join that eternal kingdom. So that's what it's about. When our kids think it's just about behaving well or going to heaven when we die, I think we really shortchange our students and we do a disservice to what the Christian story is really about.
It's all about the heart change, and we're talking to Brad Blakely from Lake Mead Christian Ministries. And later this month, your church is hosting the Love Always Conference. This is like a Christianity and culture conference that you do every year, but this time you're calling it Love Always. Bob Goff's going to be there. Timothy Muehlhoff's going to be there. Scott McKnight's going to be there. We're going to be talking about worldview. We're going to be talking about how that applies. We're going to be talking about our identity and communication.
I'm really excited about this year's lineup. Bob Goff is going to challenge us in so many profound ways to take risks in our faith. What I love about Bob Goff, if you've read his books, it seems like that guy is always doing something crazy out of bounds almost, and he's just taking this idea to love your neighbor to these extremes that just really resonate deeply with, I think, any Jesus follower who reads what Jesus did and takes that seriously. You say, man, I want to be someone that's bold in my faith like Bob is and the things that he's doing. So I'm really excited about the challenge he's going to give us in that. Then Tim Muehlhoff, he's the communications chair over at Biola University, and he's going to help us understand, how do we communicate in a world that's so polarized? How do I talk to people who don't even share any of the values I share? And it seems like we're just on two different planets. And he's going to talk about communicating in a winsome, persuasive way so that we don't just add to the vitriol and we don't add to the polarization. In fact, we become those bridge builders that love our neighbors and really talk in a way that promotes understanding and really reconciliation. Scott McKnight, our third speaker, he is just a world-renowned New Testament scholar. He's written, I believe, over 60 books on all kinds of different topics. And Scott McKnight is going to really talk to us about the power of really love God, love others, that simple truth that Jesus brought. And he'll be a treat as he really kind of unpacks what he calls the Jesus Creed. And so that'll be really neat to hear from three different speakers, all with different personalities and different expertise, but all with the same message, love always.
Jesus challenged us to make disciples, and we're talking about what that actually means on SWS Radio. And Brad Blakely from Lake Mead Christian Ministries is hanging out today. Disciple's not a word that we use outside of the church a whole lot, but you decided to write a whole book about that because it's one of the most important things for us in growing in our faith.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a pastor of a local church, and one of the frustrations I have, honestly, is I can't teach everything that needs to be taught in that 30-minute sermon. And so, you know, I thought, what can I do to address that? So decided to write a book that I thought would just communicate the fundamental truths to our church, but really to weave into those truths, not just what to believe, but how to live out our faith. And so that's what we're going through in our church, is just this idea, the power of yes, of just saying yes to Jesus. You think about it, every time Jesus confronted someone in scripture, they're presented with a choice, right? They're either gonna follow him, or like in the rich young ruler's case, they're gonna walk away sorrowful, right? And so this is that challenge I think that we have as disciples. Are we gonna say yes? Are we gonna put our yes on the table when it comes to following Jesus?
It's a series of small steps. It's not always like a big life change on the front part. It's following Jesus and taking those steps forward that lead to the big things. But usually it's a couple little steps.
I think it's easy to think that life is all about these big moments, these big choices, that big decision to take that career, to follow that path. But behind every big moment in life, behind every big decision, are 1,000 little choices that set you in a pattern to be at that moment. And so I was recently listening to a podcast, and it reminded me of something C.S. Lewis said. you know, 70 years ago. And it was basically, there's no such thing as a small choice. We need to sweat the small stuff, honestly, because it's those small choices, either to treat someone kindly or to really treat them in a terrible way, to allow ourselves to do that, that really sets us in those patterns that eventually become the habits and become who we are. So small choices lead to those big moments. And so I think that's so encouraging about how to even change your life. You know, sometimes we look at life change as these almost insurmountable challenge before us, right? How can I really change my life? How can I let God change my life? And we look at it because we think in terms of these giant changes that need to be made, but really it's the small choices that lead to those changes.
So Brad, there's a big difference between just saying yes out of obligation and saying yes out of a joyful spirit, right?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the chapters in the book that I wrote on is this idea that we should be transformed by love. In fact, I believe that the Christian should do everything they do because they are in deep love with Jesus. You think about that challenge that Jesus gave to Peter after his biggest screw up. The one question Jesus asked Peter, it wasn't, do you believe now? Or are you sorry for what you did? It was just a simple, do you love me? And I think that is so profound because that's really what Jesus wants. He wants our love. He wants our heart. And if he has that, he'll have everything else.
We're talking about the power of yes on SOS Radio with Brad Blakely from Lake Mead Christian Ministries. And that's the name of the book that you wrote this past year. And in Hebrews 10, it talks about let's not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another. I think a lot of times as we're heading into this new year, you know, we're a couple weeks in now. We're thinking, I had all these goals. I had some strategy. I really want to grow in my faith. And I'm reading the Bible and I'm praying, but I'm not feeling the difference. Maybe the idea of community and plugging in with the church is the part that's missing, because that's a big part of where joy comes from.
Absolutely. We've talked earlier about small choices, and it's just that small choice to say, you know what, I'm going to go to church, or I'm going to be a part of that small group. That's not a huge choice. If you think about it in terms of your entire week of what you're doing with your time, that might just be a small percentage, but that small choice puts you in that pattern, which puts you in a mindset that really changes your life.
I heard someone say once, you don't really heal in the same environment that made you sick. I mean, a lot of people, they feel church hurt. They feel like, oh, I was in the situation that people weren't nice to me. People were judgmental. And, you know, we're growing in our faith and we want to support the church. But what do you suggest for someone who's come from that place where they feel like they've been hurt from a church and have a hard time coming out of their comfort zone to go back?
Yeah, man, it just breaks my heart when I hear stories like that. But you know, if we think about it in terms of, let's say you had a bad experience at the doctor's office and the guy screwed up your diagnosis or didn't help you, you didn't heal from that. In fact, maybe he even hurt you or she hurt you as a doctor. You wouldn't, I hope, throw out all doctors, right? I hope you wouldn't say, I'll never go into the doctor again because I had a bad experience. I hope you'd realize, well, that particular doctor, maybe he needs to go back to med school, I don't know, but I'm gonna go to another doctor and I'm gonna find that healing there. And that's, I think, the key here with church and even the Christian community, man. We are all on a journey with Jesus and we do make mistakes. Church leaders do, church communities do, and there can be some unhealth there, but that shouldn't make the conclusion that we just never go to church again. Find a good, healthy community that's centered on the Word of God and on Jesus Christ and plug in. That's just the fact of what we need to do as believers.
Lake Mead Christian Ministries is hosting its annual Christianity and Culture Conference. It's in Henderson. It's coming up on the 31st and on February the 1st. And it's going to be at Lake Mead Christian Ministries. And each year, you're inviting in just different speakers and philosophers and authors so we can have some discussions on what a Christian worldview really is, and how we can love our community, how we can serve our community. And you have a great lineup of speakers and teachers this year, Brad.
Yeah, that's right. We're really hoping that this year's conference will help us with something that we've started at our ministry called For Henderson. And the idea there is, how can we show our community that we're for them? I think the message that's out there a lot is that Christianity and the churches are against things. And we're really known for what we're against. We went to a conference a couple of years ago. We really challenged what other churches were doing in other parts of the country just to send that other message. Hey, we're for you. And so we started that For Henderson campaign, which is just to love our city, no strings attached, just like Jesus did. And hopefully by showing that, hey, we love our neighbor, then they'll come and hear the message of the freedom that's in Christ, you know? And so that's kind of what's behind the For Henderson movement. And this conference really fits right into that bigger idea of mobilizing all the churches in Vegas and in Henderson to just love our city as Jesus called us to.
So Scott McKnight's going to be there. Timothy Muehlhoff, who's a communication professor from Biola University. Author Bob Goff's going to be there, Sharon.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. All three of these guys are different personalities with different expertise, but they have that same message. And really that is, how do we love others as Christ called us to do? So we're really excited about how that's going to really shape just this coming year. So if you're looking for something for the new year, a New Year's resolution, a new start to your 2019, I can't think of a better place than starting with our conference and really getting that marching order to love God and to love others.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.